Right.
Then why are they canceling Friday?
Because the kids will be out all night after the games, hanging out, partying, doing all those types of things. So if they can minimize teenagers cohorting after sporting activities, they're going to do that. If it's on a Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, they know they're going home afterwards. If it's on a Friday, they're not necessarily going home. They're going out to hang with their friends.
All right, I see.
Eric, keep your participants open as well in case anybody joins late, please.
All right, with that said, it is 6:30 p.m. Welcome, everybody. I'd like to open the meeting, Rio Linda Alberta Recreation and Park District, for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. And at this time, I'd like to take a moment of silence and remembrance of our beloved Emmy Makashima. She and I met many, many, many moons ago when I was still a single little lassie, and her family stories, her kindness, we should all compliment that. So please, everybody, a moment. Thank you. Rest in peace, Emmy. You will be missed. That call to order. All directors are present. Are there any public comments for items not on the agenda?
I'd like to ask a question regarding your special meeting on the 26th, Mike. I'm not inquiring about gender or the meeting, more like the bones of the meeting. I know the last time that you folks met as a group during the COVID session, the audio was spotty. So hopefully that will be remedied. And the second thing is the water board is coming up on meetings that we may very well have to be a combination of in-person and Zoom. And we'd like to lean on the park district to guide us through the mechanics of that. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you got that, Mr. Heller. He was very underwater for me.
Okay. I got it. It's basically the audio quality. Our November meeting was a shot in the dark at best. Eric and I have spoken about it and what we can do to rectify it. We're going to eliminate all the board members' computers and put everybody onto one screen through one laptop from the middle of the room facing the dais. And then I will also have one to run control with the screen sharing, as well as to answer any questions coming in from the public. So that should rectify, and I'll have mine on mute and be using earphones. So that should rectify any of the challenges with the audio. And if it isn't, we'll go back to the drawing board.
Okay. All right, Bob, is that good, sir?
Yes, thank you.
He's back eating his pork chops and applesauce. So we will move on. The chair will entertain a motion for consent calendar, please.
I'll make a motion to approve items 1 through 11. I'd like to pull item 2 and 4.
Okay.
I'll second Bastion.
Thank you, Stacy. All right. Charlie has pulled 2 and 4. Yes, Charlie.
And before I go to the consent agenda, I just want to ask a question. This is a housekeeping issue that I've been noticing for a while, but I have not said anything. On our cover sheet, our agenda first sheet, down at the bottom, it has said for several months now, should contact the following person at least 24 hours in advance of a regular meeting, make arrangements for such reasonable of accommodation. But there is no following person. I move that we either delete that line or provide a following person. It's the very last paragraph on the cover sheet, next to the last sentence.
It's actually covered under the ADA compliance on the last page of the agenda to contact the office or email Shelly at RLE Parks. But we're hopefully going to be taking this off, but I can highlight that moving forward.
Okay, so it's covered in this public records, speaker's card, public comments thing?
Yes.
Okay, there's just no connection that I can see between that statement on the front and the back. So,
yeah, we can rectify that.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that said, item two, I just had a question. I don't know if it's we have that the on public comments of the minutes, and it's on the current also. It says that the red guidelines do not currently allow for indoor gatherings of more than three households. I wondered if that's still accurate since we're starting classes again inside.
No, as of April 15th, that got changed. They redid their, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I answer?
Yes.
As of April 15th, the indoor and outdoor gathering restrictions were lessened.
Okay.
And they have changed, and I believe I sent out, but I can send it again this Friday. I believe I sent out an attachment on one of my weekly emails. So I will send that out again.
Okay, thank you. And that was the only, and then on item four, our financials on page 21, the very last, next to the last category, miscellaneous. This may have been covered in the admin finance, but I don't remember it. We have a overage of $6,910.52, and it's in miscellaneous, which always bothers me when we have a large amount of money in miscellaneous. So can we have some idea of what that miscellaneous in $6,000 is?
I would refer to Deanne right now.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you're at.
I'm on page 21, Deanne, just above the totals.
Well, to be, it's actually started since July, so I mean, it's not.
Oh, it's not new.
No. It's actually been there. So if you go back even on your July revenue reports, current, we have miscellaneous items like CalCard. We get like $280, you know, from them monthly. There's some monies that we get that it's not itemized in the other categories.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nowhere else to put it. And if I do put it here, sometimes I'll move it after the fact to one of the GL accounts that it actually it goes into. I just want to put it there. That way you see there, I mean, you see the money. I mean, I could, if it's a problem, I mean, it's easy to get rid of it.
No, it's not a problem. I just, whenever I see miscellaneous, and I just happened to notice it. So, you know, it's been there for quite a while and I haven't noticed it. So I just happened to notice it and I wondered why it was over by 676% and so on. But if you're telling me that that's not a normal amount and that it'll just needs to be moved to correct categories as convenient, is that what you're saying?
Well, not necessarily. If you look at even last year's budget, I think there was an overage of, it was like $15,000. It was money that we received that was maybe Little League decided to give us money, or I mean, it's just money that is not in the budget whatsoever.
Mm.
So there's no other category to put it on. This miscellaneous has been here probably for, well, before me. So the category, okay. You know what I mean? So we budget $1,200. I mean, you can't guess what kind of money we're going to get in, you know?
No, I understand that.
Hey, Deanne.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, this revenue most likely is from the learning hubs because that was unbudgeted revenue that we were making. We didn't have that contract going into this fiscal year.
Well, that's a good point. Okay, thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Deanne. That's all I had.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, there's been a motion and a second with comment. Is there anything further from any of the directors?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We should probably do roll call. Okay, Bastian, I heard aye. Moore, aye. Morris?
Aye.
Huffines?
Aye.
McDaniel, aye. Carries 5-0. Any nays? Any abstentions? Great. Thank you very much. We're moving on to item number 8, adoption of resolution numbers 2027-7, public complaint policy.
That was part of consent. We're actually on item 12.
Yeah, well, items 1 through 11
are consent. Sorry. Hey, I just earmarked for a roll call vote. That was all.
Okay.
We didn't need it. All right, 12. Vineland School. Thank you, Mike.
Madam Chair, members of the board, item number 12, discussion of a letter received from the Twin Rivers Unified School District trustee Bob Bashan regarding the Vineland Elementary School property. In the February meeting under written correspondence, we'd received a letter from school trustee Bashan asking the Park District to consider the purchase of the Vineland Elementary site. He had provided some history within his letter, as well as his feelings on the importance of the Vineland site. Also included in the staff report is an overshot of the site located at 20th Street and I Street in Rio Linda. It was recently discussed at the school district 7-Eleven committee and was brought forward for surplus property. And the asking price was approximately at the time, and it's probably negotiable, at about $1.5 million, just north of that. This report is a recommendation or an ask of the district to consider the purchase of it and convert it in for a district park and another district facility.
Okay, with that, I'll open discussions to board members.
I'm raising my hand, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, Charlie, I can't see the hand. I apologize.
Okay, Thank you. Here it is.
There you go. All right.
Is that okay?
It's all yours.
Thank you so much. I concur with what the Park District Planning Committee has recommended in terms of the Park District doesn't really need to take on an older facility that may need a lot of revenue and a lot of repairs and possibly maintenance. However, I looked at this and the first thing I said to myself was, oh, there's a stage and a kitchen and bathrooms. And that's just, I would like to see, and I don't know if the Park District can assist with this, but I would love to see the Rio Linda Theater Company be able to get a hold of this for their permanent home, just like we tried to do with the Rio Linda Elementary School cafeteria. I don't know if there's any possibility of that. I don't know who's speaking for Twin Rivers at this meeting, because Stacy, I know that you're on the 7-Eleven committee, so it's a conflict of interest. So I'm not sure who we should talk to about this. The $1.5 million is way too much. But otherwise, I just think this would be a wonderful community asset if it could be obtained for the community theater. I mean, there's a shop there for construction of sets. There's room for storage of props. There's room for rehearsal halls. We could, there's just all kinds of things we could possibly do with this. So that is my thought. And I have spoken to Chris McCandless McFunstigate, who is the CEO of the theater company. I don't know if she managed to get on here tonight. She said she would. She's on, Bob. Mike?
Yeah, she's
nodding his head. So, Chris, what do you have to say?
Am I able to speak on it at this time?
Chris, hi, this is Chairperson McDaniel. Can you please just, can we wait till all the directors are done real quickly and then I'll call on you, okay?
You got it.
Glad to see you on board. Any other directors have anything for right now?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to abstain. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, let's say recuse.
Okay. Yeah, not abstain. Yeah.
Abstain, recuse. Anything, I just can't talk about, but I have a lot to say, so it's so hard.
Right. Okay, so please let the minutes reflect that Director Bastian has recused herself from this discussion. Mrs. Bastian, will you please leave the room so that you can't influence us with your facial expressions.
I'll try.
Okay. All right, with that. Lisa, did you have anything? You or Jerry?
No, I think I agree with Charlie. That'd be great for the Performing Arts Center. They do have a great stage there. But to me, for the Park District to purchase it, it's a little on the steep end money-wise for me.
Yeah. Jerry?
I kind of feel the same way. I mean, any land or facilities you could pick up at a decent price for the town would be great. But $1.5 million, I don't know. That seems a little steep and high.
Yeah. My only comment is, if I recall, in a lot of our new development coming, we have set aside an area for a stage entertainment center for just this purpose. Am I correct, Mike?
So as part of the development that was supposed to be in Alberta Villages, yes, the community center was supposed to come complete with an amphitheater and have that stage in that area. We've recognized that project has probably been shelved on a permanent basis because the developers cannot obtain the amount of land needed to start the development. So in conversation with the North District, the North Project, out west of us, we are in conversation with them with the community center building to include a performing arts theater of some sort.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of important to me. I mean, I love the Vineland site. It's a lot like Reeland Elementary, but again, the price tag's way, way up there. The only way we could possibly do it is through grant monies, some serious applications in performing arts, and maybe adding the special needs component to it. I see with adaptive theater, but yeah, I mean, we had a long talk about it. It would be great to have it, but we're also very blessed to have a lot of new development coming where everything's gonna be shiny and new. And when we can call our own shots as to how we want it built and make certain the community is involved with the needs to make it a good, viable performing arts center. And with that, Charlie, is your hand still up from before or for this one again?
It's up for this again.
Okay, go ahead.
So yes, I understand that we may be able to get another stage, but that would be owned by the Park District. It would not be owned by the theater company, and I have high hopes that the theater company itself will one day have its very own home, not under the Park. I mean, we would certainly be able to put on events at the Park District's shiny new theater, which I'm sure will be perfectly developed. But I don't, at this time, it just seems to me that there's a possibility here. And I understand that, I mean, our whole entire budget for a year is 1.3. So we clearly are not going to buy this. I mean, there's no question that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if there was any desire on the part of the Park District Board to assist in any way they could by maybe a letter of support or something like that to Twin Rivers, or perhaps to help in negotiations. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there. So with that, that's all I have.
Good comments, Charlie. Thank you. Okay, Chris, you're on.
Well.
Hello there.
Hello. I would certainly, I don't know what to contribute to this conversation other than the price tag is incredibly high. And I'm really sad that I think nobody in our community can afford to purchase that property without help and some serious grant money. And I don't know how far down the road your guys' shiny new theater is going to be coming to fruition. Charlie's right. We do need our own place to be able to make our own rules and not have to set up and tear down the same day that we're performing so that somebody else can use the building. I'm certainly open for help in that area if you guys are willing to partner up in purchasing a building or something like that, but I don't know. I'm glad that you guys are discussing it. And I hope Twin Rivers would drop the price if it came to a community organization being able to purchase it. That's just my humble opinion.
Excellent comments, Chris. Thank you. And thanks so much for giving us your time. Jerry.
Maybe I'm missing it here. Is there, how much land is there? Did I overlook that?
9 acres.
Nine.
Madam Chair.
Is it 9 acres?
9.05, yes.
Yeah, 905.
It's a very large lot.
Yeah, my daughter went to preschool there, and then my buddies went to school there back in the day when the tornado hit that school, and they all had to come to Orchard. And so, yeah, we used to practice Little League at Vineland all the time, and very familiar with Vineland, but I just didn't know how much land was there.
Lisa, did you have something further?
Yeah, the only thing that I was, thank you, Becky, I was going to say the only thing is it's not going to be for the entire property, because they want to keep some of the buildings for some of the things that they're doing as well. So we'd have to keep that in mind as well. It wouldn't be for the entire property. So that's just a thought. But I know it did include the stage and cafeteria, you know, that type of things that would be needed for if you're going to do a production theater arts group. That was it.
Okay, thank you.
So they're wanting to sell it for 1.5 and retain buildings?
Yes.
I'll leave it alone. I'm done.
Obviously, the price tag's too high, but at this point, with all discussions finalized, the chair will entertain a motion if they would so like to make one.
I'll make a motion that the Park District agree that we do not purchase this property because of the price tag, but that the Park District will consider working with the Rio Linda Alberta Community Theater Group to obtain the property at a reduced price.
But not under any, not under any purview of the district?
No.
Correct.
Correct. The district would have no financial responsibility.
Right. Chairperson McDaniel will second that motion. Okay, let's call the question. It will be in, all those in favor, say aye. Director Bastian has recused herself. Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Jerry Huffines? Secretary Moore?
Aye.
And Chairperson McDaniel, aye. Is there any nays? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. The motion to deny the purchase has been passed 4-0. Thank you. Good conversation, everybody. And thank you again, Chris, for being here.
Then, Chair, may I speak on that real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just want to thank Bob Bastian for letting us know about this property that came up. So I just want to thank him for letting us know the opportunity that we could purchase that if we'd like to. So,
one thing this community is blessed with is land. It just has not at the right price right now. That's all. All right. So let's go on to the Westside Park improvements. Looks good so far. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, item number 13, site improvements for Westside Park and request to issue a request for proposals for a landscape architect firm for the project. Madam Chair, members of the board, it is with great pleasure to finally be bringing a workable project forward for approval. Park planning has been discussing, as well as the board, over the last couple of years of areas where we can apply for state grant funding, realizing that while there is land available, as Chairperson McDaniel has just stated, two of the biggest hurdles that we as a park district have to cross for state funding through the California Department of Parks is either median income, which we have way too much of with zero parkland available, or minimal parkland, which we have that, but our median income is too high. State parks usually requires one of the two components to be met, but over the last two major propositions, Prop 84 and now Prop 68, eligible projects have had to meet both of them to get the funding. So going with that, we did not apply for, we applied for round three of prop number 68 and were denied on two projects and decided not to apply for round four because we didn't meet both of the criteria. Having said that, we do have prop 68 per capita dollars, which are dollars that are matched by the state for improvement projects. Through this proposition, we're going to be receiving just under $178,000 in per capita, as well as an additional almost $16,000 for being a district or a city with a population of less than 200,000 in an urbanized county. And we also have park impact fees. Park impact fees are taxes collected by Sacramento County, very similar to Quimby in a new development where Quimby, we can build up our parks and use it to purchase new amenities. Park impact fees, we can purchase new amenities for existing parks. And we have close to just over $780,000 currently with park impact fees. And Sacramento County is asking us, as well as the other districts within Sacramento County, who they're holding impact fees for, when we're going to start spending this. So after discussions over the last couple of years with the Park Planning Committee, it was determined that one of the best projects we can go after is at Westside Park, is taking the old volleyball pits that have been overgrown that have since been worked very well by our Parks Division, and we've gotten rid of a lot of the growth in there. We just have to get the dirt out of there now, and it is clean dirt, so they will be taking care of that. And putting in a large shade structure, gazebo, close to approximately 90 by 105 feet in that area, and have either DG or some kind of concrete put down as the base with everything's going ADA accessible right now with picnic tables, barbecue pits, benches, things like that, as well as a new restroom facility, because the one that is currently at Westside is in need of a major makeover and is only a one stall facility right now. So we're hoping to bring in a two or a three stall facility with a little bit of storage and some discussion on possibly a concession window for when the ball diamond that is going to be behind where these volleyball pits are is rented out, or when the gazebo is put up for any kind of prepackaged food sales and such have you.
All right, Chair, any comments from any of the board members?
Shoot.
Bang, bang.
I'm trying to raise my hand. There.
Charlie, you're recognized. I see a lovely yellow hand.
Thank you. It wouldn't do it. I don't know why. Mike, you stated that it was 90 by 105. In the RFP, it's 90 by 110?
That's approximated right now. And it was in the RFP, it says approximately as well. 90 by 110 is the numbers that both Tim and I were discussing when we started to informally reach out and see if this was actually a plausible project for us.
So is there a reason why we're now using approximately 105?
No, I misspoke.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't, there was some reason that we reduced it by 5 feet. Otherwise, I think it's a splendid proposal. I like it.
Anybody else? Stacy, Jerry, Lisa?
This is Morris. I like the idea too, so I think it's great. Thank you.
I agree. Bastion.
Yeah, I've been wanting this done there for years, and that community, that whole West Side area community, would just be incredibly thrilled if we could pull something like this off. So it was excellently written, Mike. Thank you. Best of success to the district moving forward with it.
Madam Chair, we should probably have a motion to go ahead and issue the RP.
Yeah, I was just getting ready. I wanted to see how it read. So the chair will entertain a motion for the request of proposal for the West Side Park site. Anybody get a motion?
Charlie's got her hand up.
Charlie?
Yes, I will move that we proceed with this very well-written and clear and concise RFP for Westside Park. I think this is a splendid idea. I really, really like it. I really like putting in better bathrooms and possibly a concession area in the same building. I think that's excellent. So absolutely.
Proceed. Morris
will get that.
And it's seconded by Director Morris. Thank you, Lisa. All those in favor, let's go with Director Morris.
Aye.
Director Bastian.
Aye.
Director Huffines.
Aye.
Secretary Moore.
Aye.
And Chairperson McDaniel, aye. Motion passes 4-0. No nays, no abstentions. Good job, Mike, on that one.
Thank you.
Okay, Board of Directors, committees, admin, finance. What are you bean counters up to?
We've been bean counting, evidently. Hang on one second while I find that particular item. Ooh.
Director Charlie, will you please raise your hand?
Why?
Because she's been raising her hand the whole time.
I'm sorry. Okay, so that's safety and security. There we go. I found it. Sorry, I've got like six different committees here. So we met on April 13th. Is that correct? I think yes. It is. Says so here. We did quite a bit of, we had a really lively discussion, Jerry and I, about a great deal of items, specific the policy and procedures, which we just mass approved as consent items. I see you laughing at me, Becky.
I can't get it off.
So we talked, you know, we did quite a bit of discussion about the four, I think there's four of them, policy and procedure changes, including adding a public complaints and changing the fee schedule. We discussed the cameras for the security upgrade at the depot and community center parks. And we both agree this is going to be an improvement. We did set a limit of 11,000 on additional upgrades. And we mentioned the California Recreation and Park District Annual Conference. And we agreed that we should recontract Zoom for one more year, although now I'm doubting that we should do that because of the new regulations. So I'm not sure we're going to need Zoom for another year. Mike, you said it was $300 and some odd.
It was a total of $298 for the year, which renewed automatically in April because it had already been a year. So we are already signed in for the next year, which is fine because we're probably going to have to do a hybrid meeting at the beginning anyway, board in person if they're feeling healthy and don't have any symptoms, and public to Zoom in until we can increase our gathering numbers.
Okay. All right. So we will leave that alone then. It theoretically was approved anyway on the consent calendar. So with that, our next meeting date is May 11 at 10 a.m. And Jerry, do you have anything?
No, you covered it. The cameras and the fee schedules you already covered that. So, yep.
Okay. Then that's my report for admin finance.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're very welcome.
All right, let's move on to planning. We haven't met since last meeting.
No, we met hang on.
Did we meet?
Yeah, that's when we discussed Westside. I'll give you a date.
Oh, that's right. But that's all we just, that's pretty much the determination on that.
It was on April 7th. Yes, it was on April 7th.
Yeah, somehow I couldn't find it in my notes. So yeah, everybody pretty much is up to speed on that meeting. Did you have anything else, Lisa? And we talked obviously a little bit about the Vineland project, which we've already discussed as well.
Stacy.
What about
her? Oh, I've been on mute or something. You guys haven't even heard me. What the heck? Okay. Yeah, it's Stacy. Have you been hearing me?
Yes.
No. Now we are.
Oh my gosh. I was saying, yes, we had a meeting, but I didn't speak on the Vineland issue, but we did speak about Westside.
Okay. So moving along. Oh my gosh. The sun's going down. My room's getting dark. Safety and security?
Yes, safety and security. We met on March 26th by Zoom. District Heller, I guess, was been speaking with Matt Hedges regarding the reduced fees for dumps and also an express lane of some sort, so our staff isn't waiting in line to dispose of items there at the dump. We spoke about the human waste incidents. It has been reduced this past month. It's been less, thank goodness. And Administrator Heller is working with environmental management on this issue as well. So he's keeping in contact with them. We spoke about the encampments adjacent to the park district sites. That has reduced as well. We haven't really seen a lot of people coming in Depot Park. I know they were kind of staged near New Way Market there, and we haven't seen anything come into, or any people come into our park or any additional issues with that. Also, everyone knows that our porta potties were burned to the ground and we're not going to replace those. I'm sure probably admin finance probably spoke about that as well. And then we were talking about possibly getting a restroom at the community center for people to use an actual restroom as a potty. And then we also spoke about the security cameras as well, and that was on 10 on our agenda. We didn't schedule a future meeting yet on that, so that's about it for that.
Great, very good, Lisa. Thank you. Firehouse committee?
Firehouse meeting, we did not meet for a firehouse only because I guess the day of giving is May 6th. So I guess we're putting that on hold a little bit to see how we do on that fundraiser. So we'll probably meet after that.
Okay. May I chime in on that?
Yes, sir.
Real fast. So last week in the weekly update, I sent the entire board the board's link for their own webpage, which will go live tomorrow for the big day of giving for the firehouse and fire truck projects. If you get an opportunity, this is the plug, and I'll send it out on Friday's email again to forward it to your contact list, to people who you might be think might be interested in it, to people you've never heard of before, to anybody and everybody, because every single penny counts right now. And if anybody does a donation with a Golden One credit or debit card, there is a partial match to that as well. So big day of giving. Giving actually starts tomorrow. The big day itself is Thursday, May 6th, but they've opened up all the websites tomorrow, and we've sent out five different website links for five different organizations, the Foundation for the Future and this board just being one of them.
Great. And then if I may, I was going to say thank you, Mike, for doing that. And Eric, I'm sure you had a hand in that as well to get all that information. Thank you.
Okay. Great report. Thank you. Dry Creek Parkway has not met. And then LAFCO. Any update from LAFCO? Director Moore? Bastian?
Director Bastian is our representative on the Special District Advisory Board.
I just had a small update. We basically discussed how COVID has affected each agency represented. We spoke about how revenues were affected for our PES district. We also spoke about how the differences of, how we've had to change basically our whole lives, and agencies are having issues getting PPE equipment. So we went into that. Basically, we had a huge discussion just about how COVID has hit. We also spoke about how, unfortunately, everyone is being hit by encampments in the area, and kind of what is, we're trying to prevent that. And we had a lot of good discussions, a lot of feedback about some virtual things that other districts did. But it was a lot of conversation, so it was good.
Great. Thank you, Stacy. All right. Director comments. I'm sorry.
Could I please comment on Special District LAFCO?
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that I didn't know they did this, but they rotate the chair and automatically. And I became chair of the Special District Advisory Committee for LAFCO this year. I had a big problem getting on the Zoom meeting. I do fine with this Zoom, but they have a thing called Blue Jeans, yes, which I didn't have. So I never did. It took me almost the whole meeting before I finally dialed in on my phone and was able to get sound. So I did not do a very good job as my first chair of the Special District Advisory Committee. And then the other thing I wanted to comment on was that every special district had some kind of negative impact on from COVID, of course. And every single district also received absolutely no funds from the CARES Act and aren't anticipating receiving any from the next round of COVID relief. So I think that our letter and the meeting that Mike had with McCarthy and Hedges might do some good for the special districts in Sacramento County, because every one of them needs help in terms of COVID impacts. So that's all I have to say.
Great. Director Huffines.
Oh, was that my director's comments?
No, you can go first for director comments if you'd like.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't what I was saying. Okay.
No, you were talking about LAFCO, and now I was going to go on to director comments.
Yeah, right. That's fine. Jerry. Sorry, sir. Sorry, ma'am.
Okay, Jer.
I just want to tell Mike he's doing a good job, and Deanne and the whole district, keep working hard. The parks look good, and everybody stay safe. And maybe we can get back to in-person soon.
Yes. Director Morris?
Thank you. Actually, I'd like to thank the Lions Club. They did a great job at Troy Park. It looks really nice. So I want to thank them for doing that. Also, Administrator Heller represented our Park District at the Board of Supervisors meeting on April 6th regarding special district funding as a part of the American Rescue Plan Act. And Administrator Heller, he did a great job representing us, and hopefully we'll get some money sent our way. Wishful thinking, I'm sure. Recreation did an amazing job at the Extravaganza event. I heard a lot of positive comments regarding that, so thank you, Recreation. Parks look great, and then just a thank you to the entire staff for doing a great job every day. And that's it for me.
Thank you. Director Moore?
So dittos on the extravaganza. It was excellent and well done. Also dittos on, I'm getting some kind of feedback here.
Yeah.
Dittos on Mike Heller's presentation at the Board of Supervisors for our Park District and other Park Districts. He did an excellent presentation, as did, I forget the other lady that was presenting, but she also did a good job. I don't know why I'm getting feedback. I wanted to say,
are you on a speakerphone right now?
I've got a microphone.
That might be it.
Well, if I turn it off, you aren't going to hear me at all. I turned it off, and I said I turned it off, and you guys couldn't hear me.
You're back now.
Okay. All right. Maybe a button slipped or something. Okay. Anyway, So regarding the automatic rotation of the chair, I wanted to bring it to the board's attention that this is done by the Board of Supervisors and many other boards. It's just an automatic rotation that the whole board goes through so that every board member has an opportunity to learn the duties and protocols and how to be a chair. And in good governance classes that we took, they recommend that the chair be rotated every year. So I wondered if that was something that we might want to discuss in the future about how we go about doing our chair for the Park District Board. I'm very, very sad about the vandalism that we have suffered, not just the burning of the porta potties, but also the damages that we've been taking to the park benches and the park picnic tables and the trees even. Vandalism just makes no sense to me. It's just destruction for the sake of destruction. And it's so sad because these facilities are there for the people. So with that said, I wanna thank, of course, Eric for the extravaganza, excellent job. Alyssa, good job. I wanna say thank you to Tim, as always, for the crew and the park district parks. They're looking very, very nice. They always do, in spite of everything. They always look really good. So thank you, Tim. And Mike, thank you for representing our district so well. You did an excellent job. Your RFP is also very well written. Did you guys want to report on the LAFCO commission or no? We had a meeting, the LAFCO commission met, and I'm also on that as an alternate.
Well, certainly. That would have been, that's why I called on both of you under LAFCO, but
LAFCO. Well, that was SD, Special District. Okay. So the full LAFCO commission did meet on April 7th. And there was quite a bit of discussion about COVID, of course. We also, the full commission approved a harvest water project. I don't know if you folks know what that is, but it's, I know Bob Rezig knows, it's where they use recycled water from wastewater for irrigation and habitat only. It's not used for anything else, but it does greatly reduce the water footprint. And this was for... the project was in the South area. I'm trying to think where, it was the Sacramento Regional County Sanitation District proposed sphere of influence was where they are going to use it. And so that was, approved by the LAFCO board. The Flora and Conservation, District, Elk Grove Water District Financial Municipal Services, review was approved. And that's about it. But I did think the water harvest was interesting. And that's it for LAFCO and for my comments as a director.
Thank you. Vice Chair Bastian, you're up.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Hi. I first and foremost want to thank the Recreation Department for the extravaganza. Miss Paisley had a wonderful time and loved it. So that was awesome. Thank you guys for doing that. And I wanted to thank Tim and all his crew. Like everyone said, for just keeping the park look really good that day. And just for keeping all of our facilities looking amazing. So it is noticed and it is appreciated. I want to thank Mike Heller, Liz Bellis, Sac County Park Rangers for the help with the encampment on 6th Street on removing some of them. They were having quite a field day in the neighborhood of 6th Street stealing property. So I want to thank Mike for helping figure out who owns the property and for working with Liz Bellis on rectifying the situation. So thank you so much for that. And I wanted to thank Fulton El Camino, Park District Police. You guys are amazing. I wanted to thank them for helping with the vandalism incident at Bay Best. And thank you to maintenance for getting it cleaned up before opening day. It's sad that we have to worry about that, but I'm glad that we have officers out there to assist and to try and stop them from maybe doing it again. That's our hope. So thank you guys for bringing that out. I wanted to give a shout out to all the Little Leaguers out there having fun. I bet it feels great to be back in the game. So hopefully I'm going to make it over there soon to watch some games. And I want to also thank Twin Rivers Police Department for going over and patrolling Rolanda Elementary. There was a recent arrest over there that'll probably be spoken of at a later date, but it has been noticed. We've had a lot less incidents over there as far as vandalism and vehicle issues. So knock on wood. And I think that's about it. I wanted to thank our board for hanging in there through this crazy COVID, and everyone stay healthy, and we're almost there. And I look forward to seeing everybody on Monday.
Thanks, Stacy. All right, my comments, yes, to Mike, to Emily from Fulton El Camino, to Paula from Southgate. You represented special districts very well. And based on the number of emails we got from all the other special districts saying thank you, it was very well received. And fortunately, I think you made a much better statement at the Board of Supervisors, I believe, than at McCarty's office. That's for another date and time. And vandalism is up everywhere. Fulton El Camino is experiencing quite a bit of it, as well as more graffiti. I don't know if it's gang initiation going on right now or what, but it's getting really bad again. So please, to Tim and those guys, be careful when you're out there and not confront the idiots and keep moving on. Sorry, Missy Extravaganza. We were up in Nevada with Rebecca and her fiance having her engagement party for the family in Nevada. So I'm sorry about that, but I got cute pictures. Yeah, we had a great time. We had cute pictures from a couple of friends who brought their kids. So it's just great getting families back in our parks the way they should be recreating and doing events. So thank you for that, Alicia and Eric. Too, I think we're going to get some help from Sac County Refuge. Fulton El Camino also received, I know Mike did, I think that we can probably discuss that at the next meeting. Relieving the park districts a little bit from the financial burden of all the excess garbage that we receive. And it's this special districts not being considered as a government entity is pretty frustrating by our federal government. And we'll keep on fighting the fight as special districts. I'm very hopeful. I'm thinking the Board of Supervisors can count to three to give us something out of their over $3 billion that they're going to be receiving from the next CARES Act monies coming up. And then to each of you, thank you. It's always a pleasure having board meetings and being, and I am so looking forward to face-to-face contact, not literally next Monday, but at least, you know, within 6 to 8 feet of each other. Mike, the RFP was great. And the district's doing very well financially, comparatively speaking to a lot of the others. And I think this board has been very fiscally prudent and staff's doing a great job and it shows. And I don't think we toot our horn well enough in the community. I don't know how we can go about doing that, Mike, if it's a monthly thing on the blogs that are in, you know, out here at Real Lindale Verde or what it is, but we received a great audit, comparatively speaking. You've spoken at the Board of Supervisors, staff's doing events. You know, we're slowly opening, which is great, but we need to get that message out to the community. I know it's tough, especially when the schools aren't completely open and we can't do flyers and some of the other things we used to normally do. So good luck with that. Thank you, everybody. And I guess at this time, we can officially adjourn at 7:26 p.m. on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Take care.
All will be adjourning to April 26th, which is next Monday, 6 p.m. at the depot. Probably going to be the back door. I'm not going to open the barn doors, but I will prop the back door until we have everybody there. It is the board and Deanne and myself only. Everybody else, the agenda will be out tomorrow with the Zoom link.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, staff. Keep rocking, everybody.
Great. Thank you. Guys.
I'm leaving, Eric. It's all yours.
What do you want me to do about Monday?
Eric, stay on for a second. If you can't be there Monday because of your practice, what I'll do is I'll arrange a time for you and I to meet face-to-face and go over the whole thing. I'll probably have the minutes written up on Tuesday so I can provide those to you and then just add in any other thoughts that you might have.
Okay.
Yeah, your voice will be heard. Preliminary budget comes up at the May meeting anyway, so you'll be seeing all of it there. We're just going over preliminary numbers and some history, and just looking for goals and objectives and guidance from the board. So if you can't be there, I'll set up a private meeting with you sometime next week and then include that into the minutes, which will be presented at the May meeting as it is.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Don't be. Life happens. Don't be. Don't be sorry about it.